Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in the astrology of each moment, and in the metaphysics of our existence. This is Heather Rowan Robbins. I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana. And I hope to be joined by Mark Wolfe and Ann Ortley as the evening progresses. Now, the moon is in Cancer tonight, leaving us in a more deeply feeling place. Mercury is about to conjunct Mars, and it's been approaching that all week. It's exact in a few days, and then will last for some time afterwards. And you might see an increase in accidents on the road. Here out in Montana, we have black ice. We had serious, deep cold. And then it just warmed up to 33 degrees. Rain formed a sheet of ice on everything and then made it worse. And I think I'm joined by Ann. Is that Ann?
That's me. Yep. I couldn't get the microphone to work a minute ago. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. It's wonderful.
All right. Cool. Yeah. Ann Ortley from Florida, where it's 62 and mostly cloudy, but we don't have black ice here.
Oh, you're lucky. I think that black ice along with that Mercury-Mars conjunction has been a doozy. We've been having the whole neighborhood spinning off this week. But with that...
And people, too. People have been spinning off, too. People have been... off too,
I think
especially
that image
weekend.
Last weekend with the Sun Pluto conjunction, Pluto entered Aquarius, and the Sun and Pluto conjunct, and they both went into Aquarius together. And you know, I could feel a real shift in the energy fields, but I think a lot of people in that you know, we won't really see what the Pluto and Aquarius is by itself for a while. That Sun-Pluto conjunction, I heard a lot of people going, you know, what's the meaning of existence? Am I ever going to be safe? And whatever. Taking things to kind of an extreme level this weekend. How did you experience it, Ann?
Yeah, I had a lot of cat fights. I have a new cat, and the moon was out of bounds and Mars was out of bounds, and the cat has an out-of-bounds Mars in Cancer, the new cat does. So she was wild beyond words. Well, it was Mercury Mars, and you know, a lot of fighting and yelling and hissing and growling, and I was like, oh my god. Now today it's like a whole other cat. So, you know, I don't know. You know, it's kind of one of those. You know, I've got a 14.5 year old, and I don't want him getting beaten up by her. You know, he had a scratch on his head, a little blood. She drew a little blood. So I was like, come on, don't beat up my old man. You know. So that's how I experienced it, was cat fights, because I was working. So I wasn't out having car accidents. I was having cat fights in my house, you know. So
yeah.
So I put her in the bathroom timeout, and then she was biting me. And then I was like, you know, really? And, yeah, so.
Has she hit that adolescent age of a cat?
Yeah, she's 10. She was born in April. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 10 months old. Yeah.
Yeah. She was also
having Saturn on her Saturn again, right?
Mm-hmm,
and she was having Pluto on her Pluto because she was born in that April time, right?
So they've all come back.
It was a combination. Yeah, it was a little combination
and
there.
Aries or Taurus?
She is Nancy Pelosi, Heather. She's got Nancy Pelosi's chart. Remember in the spring?
Nancy Pelosi.
She wants to be the Speaker of the House, right?
Yeah.
Back in the spring when Nancy was getting the portrait and all that honoring of her, it was Nancy's Uranus return. And this cat has a Venus, Uranus, and Taurus like Nancy Pelosi does. She has a Sun, Jupiter, and Aries like Nancy Pelosi does.
Mm-hmm.
They were both born on eclipses, and they both have moons in Scorpio.
Oh,
Nancy's
that's funny.
Mars is in Leo, which is, of course, all the, you know, her matching outfits and how, because Mars rules the moon, Jupiter, and the Sun, right? This cat's got Mars and Cancer out of bounds. So, but she's Nancy Pelosi, for God's sake. So when she gets like that, I'm like, this is what you're like? So I'm gonna watch the Nancy Pelosi documentary this week, and you know, kind of get
that's
to know Nancy a little better.
And to watch what happens and how to, you know, and any adolescent to Aries is a bit of a trip for the people living with them.
Yes.
It'll be interesting.
Because she's charming in the next breath. She's completely charming. So
of course.
And she's very fierce. She's very fierce. And her name, Roxy, means fierce and star and bright. You know, it's bright, mm-hmm. fierce star, which is totally true. And then she also is Nancy Pelosi. So, you know, what are you going to do? And she's got that, you know, Nancy Pelosi has that really solid body. This cat has a really solid body, that Taurus, that Venus and Taurus conjunct Uranus, you know, so.
That's funny.
I mean, she's a lovely cat when she, you know, it's when she was good, she was very, very good. And when she was bad, she was worse, you know. But otherwise, that's how I experienced it. And all my clients are having fights and arguments and, you know, breaking up, a lot of breaking up, a lot of, can I have an emergency appointment, you know. Just people are really, really crabby, you know, so.
Yeah, mine haven't been so much crabby as in existential angst, you know, at a turning point where they're trying, like, how can I live like this, or what can I, what can happen with this, and, you know, just really, not all of them by a long shot, but still a good majority of them are having more of that existential angst and that impatience. I mean, the ones that have work to do have a very clear goal. That Mercury-Mars conjunction in Capricorn is really wonderful for energy, making something happen that's very clear what needs to happen.
Right,
but
right.
People that don't have a clear goal and a place to go and a mountain to climb, or in your cat's name, it could be, you know, catnip to steal. If they don't quite know what they're doing, it can be a really difficult time.
Yeah, yeah. And it looks like Mark joined us. Hi, Mark. You're out there?
I am here. Yes.
Wonderful. And where are you joining from?
From New York City.
Wonderful.
Where? Winter snow.
Yeah. We were talking about
35 degrees. Yeah.
Mercury conjunct Saturn, Mercury conjunct Mars in Capricorn, which is sort of honorary Saturn, and Venus heading there tomorrow. And how have you noticed that Mercury-Mars, you know, we said we've had a lot of accidents around this part of, because there's black ice all over everything, an ice storm. But how have you been experiencing that Mercury-Mars conjunction in Capricorn?
Actually pretty positive. It's a very structured energy. So being flighty, like, it's very nice. So there's a lot of organized work going on. Not normally organized.
It is good for organization, and I'm finding that it's helpful for finally getting around to things that I've been avoiding. It's sort of like, well, let's just get on with it.
Yeah.
You know, let's make that call. Let's, you know, which has been good.
And the good thing is that you won't have regrets later.
Right.
Capricorn hardly ever has a later down the road regret.
An interesting point.
Whatever it was, it didn't happen that way. So don't even think about it.
So Venus heading out of Sagittarius into Capricorn. Now that can be wonderful for any architectural work or design work, putting structure and form. I think it's good for relationships that are working on new habits with each other, where they're really trying to use good relationship skills. But it can be a little controlling and difficult. How do you feel about Venus heading into Capricorn and how people can use it best? Anne?
I kind of find Venus in Capricorn as an interesting energy. I like her when she's in Capricorn because she wants to be grounded.
Yes.
So she's getting rid of the excess of she's getting rid of the excess of the Sag, and now she's going to be much more focused. And also, as she goes into Capricorn, she's going to come into a trine to Jupiter and a sextile to Saturn, making her want to build things, right? Because she's an orb of a trine, and so I find I happen to like Venus in Capricorn, especially after all the fire, you know, so people have to be reporting, like, I'm having trouble not eating, I'm in the mood to eat, like, everything I see. I'm like, oh, when Venus gets into Capricorn, you'll sober up and you'll be not eating every bowl of pasta that you look at. So, or you'll get more focused on, I mean, I've had like 4 people doing money things with me. You know, I just had my bookkeeper going, did you know you paid this person this much money? And I'm like, uh-huh. And then I had somebody call me and there'd been a change and they discontinued one PayPal account and opened up a new one. So I didn't know they discontinued, but I hadn't been paying them, you know, November, December, and January, you know, so I sent them a check for $100. But it was kind of like, they initiated it. They discontinued the PayPal one. So
right.
I'm like, you turned it off. It also happened to be when I was having the surgery, so I wasn't really paying attention, you know, whatever. Because they told me they were changing it, but they weren't able to initiate me sending the money. They just turned off receiving it from me and asked me to make it to a new one. And I saw it, but whatever Neptunian fog I was in post-surgery. So I was like, oh, here's the money. I'm really sorry. But they were doing money. So everybody's kind of, okay, I got to do my accounting. I got to do my money. I just got my statement from my mortgage company, you know, like all this stuff.
So are you talking about reorganizing our values, our money? Right.
Yeah, totally. Yep. Exactly.
It is a good time to get, you know, things that we
take
value.
Advantage of it. Take advantage of it because you won't always feel like that.
Yeah.
Very true.
There is such a sense with Venus going into Capricorn that the party's over.
Yeah. Well,
but
it is
not necessarily in a bad way. It can be appropriate.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you had all the fun, now pick your favorites and concentrate on them.
And get on with it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. And I'd say one of the, with Venus heading into Capricorn, watch out in relationships where someone feels out of control in the rest of their life and so becomes more controlling in the relationship. That's one of the few dangers that I see with Venus heading into Capricorn, are relationships which are already controlling or manipulative or, you know, even abusive. That if you feel like a partner is feeling out of control, see if there's a way of focusing it not on what's going on between the two of you, but how they can feel more in control in the rest of their lives. More in control with the job, or they're training the dog, or they feel like they've got a handle on a new situation, and something that will allow them to feel more comfortable with their world.
Yeah, that's good.
And that goes along with Mars in Capricorn also, you know, can be, it's fabulous when it's working for you. It's a strong engine. But if it's coming at you, you want to sidestep rather than engage, usually. You know, direct confrontations now can be a doozy. They can feel like the Gaza Strip. You know, a lot of pain, a lot of mess, and no answers. So how can, you know, to step away from that and step, you know, look for a common goal or look for redirecting the energy rather than heading it head on unless we really mean it. At least that's been my experience with it.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
So do you have any other...
It is a time when we have to, it's a time when we have to really kind of pay attention to what that new chapter is going to be, you know?
And what, do you have any more comments before we start open the floor up to what people, to how people can handle this week well?
We have a full moon coming up, a full moon in 5 Leo, and it's got all this energy in it that we were just talking about with the Venus in Mercury Mars, and also the Sun Pluto will be featured there, and that's kind of a, I view it as kind of kind of a boasting energy.
Uh-huh.
Somebody around you is likely to be very boastful with the square to Jupiter.
Right.
Right.
And it's, and with that boastfulness, how do you think, what's a constructive way to responding to that?
I think the best thing to do is sort of sidestep it, but on your way out, say, and how are you going to show that?
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, make it, ask the person to be concrete, not just what they're totally capable of, which is more than anyone else in the room, but say, show me the first step.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to think of it. It's like it's got this energy of how do we understand it, you know, what's that look like, and honoring just how kind of crazy stuff is right now. And not in a bad
mm-hmm.
way, but that we all have to kind of go, all right, you know, what do I want it to look like as I go forward? Right? So
That full moon is, you know, really highlights, could be a great night for a party with the full moon in
mm-hmm.
Leo, but it highlights the difference between how do we want to shine individually also, and what's our responsibility to our friends, our community, the teams we work with? How do we balance personal shining and working with the team and working with the people around us? So everybody shines and no one feels outshadowed. But it can feel some tension there.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Yeah, there's a lot of ego tension.
Mm-hmm.
Because the moon is opposite Pluto and square in Jupiter. So it can bring up a lot of egotistical, again, the boastfulness.
Yeah, I think you're going to see some signs of that in the campaigns happening, but we might also see it in better ways. And, you know, for people that have been feeling awfully shy, it might be the perfect time for them to really think about their website or how can they shine and show off, you know, be centered in themselves and their work enough to share it with others.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a good way to think of it, Heather. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah. Like what is it you're trying to accomplish, right? So very cool.
Okay, so
let's
take
a
question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
646-847. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. So thank you so much for taking my call. My birthday is September 6th, that's S-I-X,
mm-hmm.
1965. And
you said 65,
born,
right?
Yes, 65.
Okay,
yes. Mm-hmm.
And time?
10 a.m., and I was born in India.
What town?
And
or near what
the
town?
City?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's A-M-B-A-L-A.
Ambala, India. And what's your question?
Okay, so I'm in New York City, and I need to sell my condo, and I'm also looking to buy a place, and I'm going to see a home this week. It looked good online, and I'm going to see it,
mm-hmm.
in fact, tomorrow. And I'm wondering if it's a good time for me to purchase and when you suggest a good time to put my home on the market, my condo on the market.
Oh, you know, it's a really – right now people are making decisions fast and furious. So things will probably move fast, however it happens.
Uh-huh.
You know, you've got the lovely, your progressed moon is conjunct Saturn, so it's a good time over the next week to make a decision about where you want to live. You know, Uranus is trining your moon, a good time to move, a good time to let go of one home and pick up another. So all of that looks really excellent timing for this.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I'm seeing.
Sun, which is the direction you're heading in, just went over your Mars, and Sun rules your direction in life, and Mars rules you. So you're ready for a new direction, which a lot of times when we buy a home, we change our housing, or when we change our housing, we change our career. You know, they kind of go together. So it's like also changing the direction in which you want to head in your life, because that progressed Sun now is in Scorpio in your first house, very and trining your natal Saturn over this, your progressed Saturn, actually, as well as your natal Saturn this year. Plus, you're having your Saturn return, which is a really good time to say, okay, I'm making plans for my future that allow me to have a little more creativity. So, and you get a whole bunch of new neighbors because you're going to have Jupiter in your seventh house. So that's nice, too. Yeah. I think it's a yes.
Oh, really good.
Ready to roll. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I guess the next hurdle would be when to list my condo, because I tried listing it a couple of times over the summer last year. It didn't work. Like, it didn't sell. And prior to that, it was over the holidays in 2022, I think. And so it wasn't a good time. Yeah, so now I'm hoping, like, when do you guys suggest me listing my condo to get a sale?
Okay, let's take a look at how soon you're in. I would say, I'm feeling about a week. How about you, Anne? How soon do you think
that quickly?
Really? I mean, you don't have to.
I think this happens very quickly. Yeah.
Really?
Well, Saturn gets out of your fourth house in a couple of weeks. So I think, you know, are you able to buy this new place without selling your condo?
Yes, thankfully. Yeah, we'll have to, it'll be, you know, stretching it thin. But, yeah, but I was thinking, like, putting it on in March, just because ideally that's when the real estate world says everything happens in the spring and, you know, sometime in March. March 19th is the first day of spring.
Yep. I'm looking at March, you know, on March 17th, that weekend, Uranus, Jupiter and Uranus are almost close to conjunct, and Jupiter and Uranus will be trining your sun, your moon, exactly, your home. And Jupiter's coming up to join that, trining your moon over the next few months. So I would say mid-March would be a really good time to do so.
Okay.
Well, if you buy this other place, you have to renovate it. Your chart's saying moving in 5 months or 3 months, right? You know, your progressed moon hits your natal Saturn in 3 months. So that would be, to me, okay, I'm moving. So Saturn co-rules your neighborhood and your foundation. So, I think
it goes
really fast, you know.
Oh, really?
And
oh,
I would,
God.
Yeah, I would also... I would also check with your neighbors around you and say, hey, I'm going to be selling my condo if anybody wants it. That may, you may be able to avoid a broker fee that way.
Oh, okay. Good point.
If someone might want to buy it for their kid.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Oh, from your lips to God's ears, I could try to sell and it doesn't happen.
Well, I think,
but it sounds
I
like
really
it's like timing, you know,
it'll
the astrology
quickly.
Supporting you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, because I was thinking I'm not going to move right away because they say condos, like, homes sell when they're furnished. So I was, like, going to wait for to actually move into the place until I sell this condo.
I think it'll happen.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Okay.
Mark, what do you think?
Yeah, just keep everything moving ahead and it'll all line up around you. You just have to keep a steady course.
Everything.
Yeah, because Uranus is also opposite your Neptune, right? And it's stationing. And what's going to happen after Uranus stations direct this weekend? Everything goes forward really, really quickly. So it's a fast moving energy.
So do you think it would be better? It'll be fine. I'll be fine if I wait till March, or should I do it like sooner? Like you guys.
No,
were
I think
initially...
you can wait till March. I think you've got a window of opportunity. So talk to your, you know, I think looking at that house that you're going to move into first, as Anne said, that looks stronger now. Like settling down in, like where you know where you're going, then it'll be easier to release the house that you're in.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
So maybe the beginning of March that you put it on, you know, work with your real estate person. I wouldn't wait until April because Mercury is heading retrograde again. So
right.
Earlier in March would be better. Okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much. You guys have been fantastic.
Good luck.
Thank you. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to take one more call, but it has to be fairly quick. Hello, 858-736. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi. So glad you took my call. My birthday is November 2nd, 1967.
Time? Did you say 5-7 or 6-7?
6-7.
Okay, thank
and
you.
And it's 12:05 p.m.
What time?
12:05 p.m.
And
Los
where?
Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles, California.
Okay, and how can we help you?
Just looking at what I have to face here, I've got a couple really big things that I've got to put some time and attention on, and I just can't stop putting fires out. I've got a legal issue that regards my dad's trust, and I have a broker's license that I need to take. And these are all things that I just need to get done so that I can move on with the things I really love in my life. And I got a kid in college, and it just started, and I'm just like, okay, wait. There's
okay, this,
like
is, a little,
fire
this
everywhere.
Is a lot for one call. We've
Sorry.
Got 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they all do go together. You know, you're a new moon in Scorpio person. There's a lot happening in your chart, but Mars has been on your Mars. It's cooking. I think you'll find when Mars and Mercury in the next few months, weeks, even move into your first house, all the work that you're doing behind the scenes will fall into place. Uranus is about to turn direct, and it's past your moon, so I think you're going to find that some of this is calming down. You're cleaning up what was and I know you're ready to move on and get going, but I prioritize your license and let the stuff with your family sort of work their way through. That's what I'm seeing. And what are you seeing?
Yeah, I don't think the estate stuff is handled and finished until next fall. So I think that's, you know, follow up on stuff and bat it over. Because you're having Pluto in the first trine your Uranus in the eighth. I do see once Uranus goes direct this week, that'll pick up them wanting to go forward, especially if there's any real estate involved, because you're having Uranus opposite your moon and in the 10th house, which is your dad. So that's going to pick up, but I do think that you're also having a nodal return. So it's very similar to when you were 19 and when you were 18, or when you were 19 and when you were 38. So it's, you know, and then the nodes are going into, the eclipse is in March, the nodes go into your inheritance house. So that's going to be the time. That trust is a bit of a mess. So that's going to take some time. That's going to take some time to unravel. And it may not even be until next year because Saturn only gets to 19 this year. And then he retrogrades. So he doesn't get to your Pluto and your Venus yet. So do the work on it. But I would anticipate, you know, it's like you're making fermented wine or something. It's like, you know, you put it in, you rotate the bottle, and then you let it go again.
Exactly.
It is part of a finger of God, so it's got a longer journey. Mark, what do you see?
Well, you've got a lot of energy for taking care of detail in your life overall, and this is a period where you can apply that. Just really
sweet.
Immerse yourself in the details.
Cool.
So we've only got a few seconds left. So we really wish you well on that. And, you know, remember that the inheritance that's not financial is what you have free access to. All of your skills, which I think you're going to move forward with and really do wonderful things with. So good luck on
that. Cool. Thank you. God bless you.
Okay.
Thank you all so much.
Goodbye. This
you're
is
welcome.
Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Ronan, Montana, and Anne.
Anne Orley signing off from Boca Ciega Bay at the turquoise desk.
And Mark?
And Mark Waltz signing off from New York City.
And off we go.
And we hope you have a wonderful week. use that determination wisely and keep that search going. We'll see you next week. Bye.
All right. Bye, everybody. Mm-hmm.